Well, thank the good Lord, summer is just around the corner, and that's why you should check out our friends at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is throwing a $25 extravaganza just for the Regular Joe Show's listeners when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. The MyPillow slide sandals are stylish and comfortable with their 3-tier cushioning system that reduces stress on your feet and joints while being durable enough to last through the summer. These sandals are usually $99, but if you use code Regular Joe, they're on sale for just $25. You can also get one of their 100% cotton and machine washable beach towels for just $25. These beach towels come in a wide variety of colors and designs and would go great with your new slides at the beach, pool, or anywhere you go this summer. So go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe right now and get your slides and towels before the summer arrives. You can get the best deal on all the MyPillow products by using promo code Regular Joe when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. Hello there and welcome back. Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe, here with you on this Thursday. Now, a moment ago I mentioned that Joe Biden, he kept bringing up in the 48 hours that he'd been in Pennsylvania between being in Scranton on Tuesday, Pittsburgh on Wednesday, three different times he referenced a complete bold-faced lie claiming that Donald Trump had referred to dead soldiers from World War II as suckers. And that he wouldn't pay them any respect. Now, as he often does, he tries to over-personalize these to try to give it more dramatic flair. And in Scranton, he began by telling this very, well, odd tale about his uncle, Ambrose Finnegan, who was known as Bozy. Now, he refers to Uncle Bozy in a way that you would think was, I mean, they were close. Well, his uncle died May 14th, 1944, when Biden was a year and a half. Now, certainly, the family could have taught him about the legend of Uncle Bozy and kept that memory alive. But as you listen to these sound bites, it's a different period. It's not completely, but at different moments, he makes it sound like, you know, he used to bounce little Joe on his knee, sniff his hair, and, you know, talk about things, which never, of course, happened. Now, I'm going to start here with cut number 7. This is Joe Biden before he departed Scranton, Pennsylvania. He's at a military memorial where his uncle's name apparently appears on a wall of names there that are being remembered.
Ambrose Finnegan, when they called him Uncle Bozy, he was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. Flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals in New Guinea at the time. They never recovered his body, but the government went back when I went down there, and they checked and found parts of the plane and the like.
So he says, look, my uncle, who he clearly reveres, was a pilot of single-engine planes doing reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He volunteered because somebody couldn't be there. He was shot down, and, well, they never got the body, and he seems to basically saying that he got eaten by cannibals. There's a lot of cannibals at the time, is what he's told. Now, he wasn't quite done in Scranton. He had a little more to say about it because then he gets angry, makes it personal about how Donald Trump disrespects the military. Cut number 8.
And what I was thinking about when I was standing there was when Trump refused to go up to the memorial for veterans in Paris, and he said they're a bunch of suckers and losers.
So, once again, repeating the already often debunked suckers and losers thing. Now, then he moved on to Pittsburgh, and he brought it up again with Steelworkers in Pittsburgh. He goes back to this, and as in classic Biden fashion, he starts adding a little more flesh to the story. Cut number 5.
Back in when D-Day occurred, and on Sunday, the next day,
My mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military. Every one of them volunteered. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosey, they called him Bosey. My uncle Bosey was a hell of an athlete, they tell me, when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
All right, so there we get it. So we get a little more detail. He joined after D-Day on a Sunday. He got chomped up by some hungry cannibals in New Guinea. He wasn't done, though, because this is where he turns it to the outrage. This time, not just the suckers and the losers, but he manages to get old Bo in this one as well.
And then my son volunteered to go to Iraq for a year, and he came back with stage 4 glioblastoma. And
that time.
And they gave, like many of you, risked your lives, and you know people who gave their lives to the country. They're heroes. But one of the things that I... As I was doing that today, I was reminded of what my opponent said in Paris not too long ago. They asked him to go visit American grave sites. He said no, he wouldn't do it because they were all suckers and losers. I'm not making that up.
No, you are, actually.
Staff was with him, acknowledged it today. Suckers and losers. That man doesn't deserve it. To be the commander chief for my son.
All right. So there's a few things in there. I wanted to make sure. First of all, just for the record, did you listen to the background? He's supposed to be at a campaign rally. All you hear is white noise. I mean, literally, all you hear is white noise because there's hardly anyone listening or paying attention. Most of the people that are statues, even when he hits the hard line about suckers and losers, there's the wayward, oh. Now let's get to the facts of this. They're in dispute. First of all, he said that man did not deserve to have been commander-in-chief for my son. Bo Biden died May 30th, 2015. Donald Trump was elected in November of 2016, sworn into office January 2017. What is he even talking about? Bo Biden has nothing to do with this story, but always it's somehow about Bo and... I mean, I get he has lots of pain over it. Anyone would. But he just said he wasn't lying. He told the entire story. He said that back when D-Day occurred on a Sunday, the next day my mother's four brothers all went down to the recruiting station and joined the military. Well, I just did a little bit of research. I'm on the website for the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency. And it says that on May 14th, 1944, an A-20 Havoc with a crew of three and one passenger went down in the waters near New Guinea. There's no mention of it being a reconnaissance flight, but it does say that Uncle Bosey was not the pilot. He was on board. It was not shot down. It had both engines fail and was forced into the water. There's no mention of cannibals whatsoever, but there's also an interesting thing. I mentioned the date, May 14th, 1944. When was D-Day, ladies and gentlemen? June 6th, 1944. Uncle Bosey was dead by the time D-Day happened. D-Day, by the way, June 6th, 1944, was a Tuesday, not a Sunday. There's nothing about this story that appears to be even remotely real. And of course, D-Day was the largest amphibious invasion in the history of warfare. It was memorialized in the movie Saving Private Ryan. And it didn't happen. It happened after Uncle Bosey was already dead. Or someone's dinner. Or whatever it was that he's trying to say. Nothing in these stories are real. But then again, there is a dispute that perhaps the official record is not telling the whole story. I had somebody contact me and say that they have irrefutable proof that the story that Joe Biden is telling is actually true. Things have been changed to just make it seem like they're not true because, after all, it's Joe Biden. And the proof they gave to me was they said it was actually the story of Uncle Bosie was encapsulated, was memorialized in a famous song. And here I give you perhaps the inspiration or the proof of Joe Biden's story.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle. The boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out they was cooking me.
Well, there you have it, the cadet song Stranded in the Jungle, clearly inspired by the story of Uncle Bosie, who was taken down by those New Guinea cannibals as he was serving a month before D-Day, but he was inspired to serve by D-Day. It's completely true, and it also proves that Donald Trump should not have been commander-in-chief when his son Bo died. By the way, the commander-in-chief when his son Bo died was Barack Obama. I mean, I don't want to have too much like the reality check going on here. But yes, once again, ladies and gentlemen, give us the split screen. Give us the split screen that the left says is going to prove Joe Biden is at the top of his game. We just had Merrick Garland tell us just yesterday in sound bites, this guy is completely in control. He commands the room. More energy. The kids in the administration can't even keep up with this guy. Now, yesterday, he also tried to pull a little PR stunt. He showed up at his sheets. By the way, since we're having competitions, I'm talking about pretzels, the Dots pretzels, being a transplant from the East Coast, sheets are pretty awesome. I'm still Camp Quick Trip for those that live in the Midwest. Quick Trips are pretty damn awesome. There's one thing Quick Trips don't have that sheets and Wawa do. And at first people are like, ugh, from a gas station? But I'm telling you, both places do this really well. In addition to all the cool stuff that you get in these like super convenient stores that are attached to gas stations now, Sheetz and Wawa have amazingly good fresh-made subs to order. They have basically got their own mini sub shops within them. Traveling up and down the East Coast, you know, we grew up in Washington, D.C. My mom and dad were from Pittsburgh, so we were always going up and down from D.C. to Pittsburgh for family events, stop at Sheetz all the time. They really do have some great, great freshly-made fruit. So Let the convenience store wars commence from here. I was just reading about one that they're trying to build back in Virginia where I lived for a time. It's a 70,000 square foot convenience store attached to a gas station with 100 pumps. I've never heard of such a thing, but either way. So he goes into his sheets, and this apparently was inspired by Donald Trump going in to that bodega in New York. Now, we're going to do, when we get back, we're going to do that split screen for you. We're going to let you hear the difference between Joe Biden walking into his sheets and Donald Trump trying to visit a bodega. And you tell me who you think is carrying the day. The guy who doesn't even know where and when his uncle actually died and how? Or the former president who we're going to reelect in 200 days?
The Regular Joe Radio Show.